Blog Talk Radio.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look up on His face. But the wait's been long and the wait's been rough. But there's one thing for sure, I've got my mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock and my mind's made up. Though I walk the lonely valley, though I drink from the bitter cup, when the devil comes a-knocking, showing me an easier way, I stand right there on my feet. I throw my head in the air, I look him straight in the eye, bring my foot on the rock, and my mind's made up. The devil, he will tempt you and fill your way with strife. He'll make you sick in body, even try to take your life. But put your trust in Jesus and say, Lord, I've had enough. The Lord will say, move on, Satan, he's got his mind made up. I've got my foot on the rock.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back again into your homes from Blog Talk Radio. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, just reaching the world for Christ, trying to tell somebody the good news about Jesus. So we want to go to the Lord in prayer right now, and we want you to call in, be with us tonight on the broadcast with us. The number you can call in on is 347-308-8524. That number will be 347-308-8524. So feel free to call in and just worship with us in spirit and truth. So we're going to go to the Lord in prayer right now and pray for the people and pray for your needs and whatever that you have the need of out there. We're going to believe God with you. Our Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come once again, Father. Lord, just lift them up, God. Father, just lift up the people. And Father, Lord, just ask you, God, that you will just touch, God, every need out there in radio land. Father, just touch, save, sanctify, Lord, and fill with the Holy Ghost. And Father, we give you the praise and the glory and honor, Father, for it all right now. Lord, we just ask you to touch Kirstie Reimer, God. Lord, just to heal him, God, and make him whole. Father, we just ask you, God, just touch, God, and make him whole, Father, healing, God.
God, for Clarence Norris and all Father, the others that need God healing in their bodies.
Touch Brother Clarence Norris, God, to heal him. And we give you the praise, the Lord, and honor for
him.
And Lord, just touch all of them, God, that's out there that needs healing.
Be their day of salvation, God, in Jesus' name.
Lord, we give you the praise, the Lord, and honor, Father, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want you to go ahead and call in now just to join us, just to worship with us in spirit and truth. And the number that you can call in on is 347-308-8524. So just go ahead and call in, join in with us, and just to be with us. We're going to read a scripture here tonight to start out with, James 4:17. It's a well-known passage of scripture. Everybody should know it. It says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. You know, I want you to think today, my friend, we were still speaking about sanctification and still speaking on. I know it's been about 5 or 6 weeks now that we've been into this scriptures and thinking about sanctification. You know, just trying to get people to realize that they've got to come out from amongst the world and be a separate person. They can't have sin in their life and walk on the streets of gold. And if you want to make heaven your home, the Bible just plainly states it just like it is. And I'm glad that we can read there in James 4:17 and know that it says, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. You know, I want you to think today, my friend, the word says that no sin's going to enter in. That means you're going to have a clean heart, a clean mind, a clean spirit, and be clean all the way if you want to walk on the streets of gold. My desire is tonight is to hear of you that you would repent and get sanctified, get cleansed up, get all sin out of your life. You know, you might say, well, I can't do it, or I think no way that I can. I'm in this flesh. But my friend, God's word is never wrong. We can be wrong. He said, let every man be a liar, but let God be true. We can do whatever we want to, but I'm going to tell you, if we don't mark ourselves up with the word of God and up with the land mark that God has got place for us, we'll not make heaven our home. I tell you, I'm looking for a place one day that one of the prophets written down, he said that he was looking for a home that God had made, that man hadn't made it. It's not being defiled with man, but God is the maker of that city. And I'm looking for that city one day. And praise God, I hope that you will be looking for that city. And if you do that, that means you're going to have to sanctify yourself and be saved, be sanctified, and be ready to go up when hallelujah, when he calls. I tell you, the Lord's going to call one day after a while. He's going to call our number, and we're going to be ready or not. And if we're ready, we can go with him. And if we're not, we won't go with him. But we'll make our destination. A lot of people say they don't want to hear that word, but in hell, where they're going to burn throughout eternity, where the worm died not and the fire is not quenched, it's just because they refused to get saved, refused to be sanctified, refused to do the things that God told them to do. I'm glad that we've got a road map that we can look into. You know, if you've never been somewhere, you'll get the road map down and you'll start looking at it and start reading that thing to see where that you're going to have to go and the turns you're going to have to make on it. And praise God, that's the way it is with this going to heaven. The Bible is our road map. And I want to know tonight, my friend, which road map have you chose? Have you chose the right one or the wrong one? Praise God, I'm telling you, we got to be sanctified, be set aside from this world and the things of this world. I want to give you the number again. The number is 347-308-8524. Call in and be with us on this Blog Talk Radio. This is Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, just reaching the world for Christ. We'd like to have you come in and speak with us and tell us about the sanctification. Just join us and us obey God together. Let's worship together. He said that every man to just worship the Lord in spirit and truth. He said the time was coming we didn't have to go up into the mountains no more, but we can worship God down here in the valleys. We can worship God everywhere that we're at, my friend. That's what I'm wanting to do. I want you just to come in and join us here, and let's worship the Lord together. Praise God, no matter where that you're at, just call this number, 347-308-8524, and we'll put you right on the line with us, and we can just join that right in here and just worship the Lord together in spirit and truth. I want to read another verse here. This you'll find in Hebrews 10 and 10. It said, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, one for all. Once and for all. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I'm glad that Jesus went to the cross, praise God, and offered up a sacrifice once and for all that we could have life. You know, praise God, in Him is the life of all men. In Him is the light of all men. And in Him is the way that we're going to breathe, the way that we're going to walk, and the way that we're going to talk, and the way that we're going to look. And that is through of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything that we do has got to be through Him. We can't do nothing without Him. And praise God. Let's look into verse 11. And it says, every priest stands daily ministering and offer often times the same sacrifice. sacrifice which can never take away sins. But praise God, I'm glad that we can know that Jesus, when he offers a sacrifice, it took away the sins of the world. I'm glad that we can look to him and know beyond every shadow of a doubt that every sin was taken away because he was the fit offering, the fit lamb that God looked over and said, son, you're going to have to go down there and be born of a virgin Mary. You're going to have to go and be crucified on the cross that we will save our people that's down there on the earth. I'm glad that he made that sacrifice. Praise God. Hallelujah for us. We've got a call in at 228. Come on in. Tell us who you are and where you're at. Praise the Lord. 228, you hear me? What about 228? Do you hear me? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. 228, can you hear me? Praise the Lord. What about 228? Can you hear me? Well, praise the Lord. I don't know what's going on. I can't hear you, 228. Praise the Lord. Are you in there, 228? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm sorry, but if you hear me there, 228, I can't hear you, so I don't know what's going on. Praise God. Hebrews 10 and 12, it says, but this man offer he, praise God, hallelujah. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. You know, after he sat down on the right hand of God, he sitting there making intercession for you and I, that we, praise God, can make heaven our home. I see that we've got another caller in there, 573. You hear me? Can you come in there?
Yes, this is Evangelist Miller, and I'm in Monroe, Virginia tonight. However, my signal's not very well, so I may not get to be weekends very long tonight, but praise the Lord, everyone.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me get these other callers here. 528 or 228, you got a copy? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now, brother.
Okay.
Let me get this other here that's called in. It's 516.
Okay.
516, you hear me?
Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Victor Bassan calling from Boston, Massachusetts.
Praise the Lord. I'm glad you all called in there. Just thank God for you to calling in and being with us here tonight. We're still speaking on the sanctification and speaking what God has laid up on our heart, you know, telling the people that they want to have to still be sanctified and be set aside and set apart from this world.
That's
and,
right.
Just trust God that that everybody receive it and know that one day after a while that if they are, they can hear the Lord say, well done, come on in and dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise the Lord. Brother Miller, go ahead, since you're the person that called in right there that I got to hear, and since you're traveling out there tonight, you might not get to be with us very long. Go ahead, Brother Miller, and obey the Lord there.
Well, I just thank God for mercy and grace, and I thank Jesus Christ for going to the cross and giving me hope and giving me life. Had it not been for the blood of Jesus, I would not be where I'm at today.
That's right.
And I just lift his name up. He said, he tells us a lot of things, but you know it's all about love, loving one another. Mm-hmm. You know, Christ loved us so much. God loved us so much that, you know, they were willing to go the extra mile. And that's all he's asking out of us, out of the people out here in the earth. All he's asking us is to be obedient and to love him and to honor his word and to honor what he stands for. The world is so corrupt and so wicked in so many places because they don't have the love in their heart. And God, I feel like in this hour, is calling his people to have love, have fellowship. He said, no greater love is there than a man lay down his life for his brother.
Amen.
And I think tonight God is wanting people to come back to the cross and get down on their knees and show him our heart.
Yes.
You know, he said, it ain't what goes in a man, but it's what comes out that defies a person.
Amen.
You know, I mean, that says a lot in itself.
Yes.
I mean, you know, we've always heard the old saying, you can't judge a book by its cover, and that's true. You have to look inside and see what's in there. And
Amen.
The earth is full of wickedness. The inside of the earth is corrupt. But God's calling his people out of all that. And he's telling them, be ye separate and come out from among them. And I hear him tonight saying, I'm of love and I'm of mercy and I'm of grace. And tonight I'm asking you to let your light shine in darkness. And it'll always be that way until Christ comes. Well, always, he said, where good is, there'll be evil present. So we have to learn how to operate, how to function with the love of Christ, so they can see hope. The ones that are in darkness don't have to remain there. But if they see light in you and you can give them hope, it will cause them to seek for more. And I just praise God for where he's got us tonight, letting us to be a light in a dark place. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Brother Bobby, since you got in there next, you want to speak a few words there? We got Brother Victory in there, too. We want him to...
Yes, Brother Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ. That's the main subject of the Bible right there. Living in Christ. Let Christ dominate your life. Holy, holy transferred into the love of Jesus Christ through his blood. He shed at Calvary. You know, Paul said just right, God forbid that I should glory, save the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. Praise God. Christ was died, I died. When he was lifted up, I was lifted up. Praise God. The life I live now is not by this flesh, it's by the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to his holy name. You know, I was reading over here in Jude. Let me turn to it right quick. Brothers, I'm telling you, it may take a little time, but that's okay. Time don't mean nothing, my God. One day we're going to be up there. We're going to be right there with Jesus Christ, but time means nothing, brothers. And it goes back in the first chapter of Jude. Let me get to it right here. Praise the name of God. Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father, and preserved by Jesus Christ and called. There is three things blessing the Christian house: sanctification, preservation, and his calling, or her calling. Praise God. I'm telling you, brother and sister, the time is getting short. The time is running out. You say, well, I've heard it all my life. Yes, but we're one day closer. We're one day closer. If you walk into the store, every step you take, you're getting closer to that store. That is an end time coming.
Amen.
Every day we live, we're getting closer. Yes. Praise God. Glory to God forever. I tell you, brother and sister, to the world that hadn't accepted Jesus Christ, he is the light of the world. He said, you only see me through the Father. In other words, we're sanctified by the Word of God through the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit, praise God. And if you hadn't accepted Jesus Christ, if you hadn't accepted blood, guess where you're going? There's two roads, brothers, sisters. There's two roads in this life. One leads to heavenly peace with the Lord Jesus Christ, our Father. The other one leads down to destruction. You on one or the other right now. Glory be to God forever.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Appreciate that. Brother Reister, come on in there and obey the Lord. We appreciate you coming on with us tonight. Appreciate you,
yes,
holding it open for us a few times when we wasn't able to make it there. So just come on. Obey.
Praise God. Believers and men and women of God, we just give God thanks that there's a separation coming on. While I was listening to the expounding of the word, just so that it will be digestible, these two words came to me. They are just natural words that we encounter day by day, possibly. Two words, billboard or sore thumb. Billboard or sore thumb. And I see sanctification as standard. You see, when you're driving the highway, see this formalia, big billboard. See, picture on Burger King or whatever, so done in a way that it will catch one's desire to go and buy. I believe God has made us to become billboards that the world may read, and a sore thumb, that we can become a sore thumb to the devil. You see, it's two ways. We're dealing with men for their salvation, and Satan for his demise. And when we take on the life of God, Jesus Christ, the reason for a sanctification is because there was a mess that took place in the Garden of Eden. And that has been ongoing. The process is ongoing. And we don't get sanctified and say, that's it. See, it goes from glory to glory to glory. We become a sore thumb when we totally turn away from inclining our ears to Satan, because he's still appealing. He appealed to Eve, and that's where we got down. And today he's appealing to the church. See, the world is the way it is because the church has been so seduced that now sanctification is being called on. And I when I meditate on this, I find out that God is allowing these things that are taking place, recession. Because the Bible says, arise. Recession is decline. Go down. And then somebody said, when the rubber meets the road, that's when you know whether the tire you have on your car is firm enough to make the way. It either burns out or burns the road and gets to the destination. So, beloved, as you listen to this broadcast and you have not given your heart to Jesus, many a times we try to sanctify ourselves. It is not by catechism. Catechism is good, or some other rituals are good, but without the brain behind that, which is Jesus, it's no good. Because we can choose to sanctify ourselves by dressing in a way or talking in a special way, but it doesn't count. But now let's plug into Jesus. Get born again today. If you're not, get born again today, because this is the offer. God is setting apart those that he's about to come and take. God bless.
Yes. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, I appreciate that. You know, we're just reading there and on this here, we're reading in Hebrews 10 and 10, and verse, let's see here, I lost my place there now. Verse 14, for by one offering he had presented for perfected forever them that are sanctified. You know, that word sanctified, you know, and he perfected them one. You know, and I tell you what, I thank God today that we can be confected, we can be sanctified through him, through the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, be cleansed through him, and that we know that one day after a while that we can make heaven our home. You know, I'm looking forward for that myself, brothers and sisters, that one day after a while that, you know, we've got to have a sanctified life to live in this walk of life that we're in. And we get sanctified, then we go on where next week we're going to be starting a subject on the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and we want everybody to be studying the scriptures on the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that we'll be able to speak the words of we've been being saved, we've been teaching on sanctification. Now right here in verse 15 it says, with whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after that he had saved, he had sent before. This is the covenant that I will make with them after this days, saith the Lord, I will put my law into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. You know, praise God, after we get sanctified and after we get the Holy Ghost, God's going to put some laws in our minds and in our spirits that we're going to be able, hallelujah, to walk after him. You know, glory, hallelujah. Over in the book of John, it said the Holy Ghost would lead us and guide us and teach us. He didn't say in half of the truth or part of the truth, but he said in all the truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm looking for all the truth, and that's all.
That's, right.
That's what it's going to take, is being being saved. I'm glad tonight, praise God, that I know that I'm saved. I know that I'm sanctified, and I know that I've been filled with the Holy Ghost, with evidence speaking in other tongues as the Spirit give utterance. But I'm glad to know tonight that he's a writing the laws of God down in our hearts and our spirits, if we'll just only let him. You know, that's what it's going to take, is get the law of God down in our spirits and down in our hearts and down in our minds, that we can go on and do what he said we'd do. And right here in verse 17 it says, and their sins and iniquity will I remember no more. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
Praise God, he ain't going to remember them no more. Our sins, when he wants to write this law of God in our hearts and in our minds, and we walk after them, our sins will be remembered no more against us.
Praise God.
Something.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm proud of you. Praise
brother.
I'm going to let him come on and sing a song right now, and you just keep your minds up on the Lord, then we'll just go right on back into it there. You know, think about that. And their sins and iniquity will I remember no more. Praise God. That's what God said. I'm glad to know that. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Lying awake at night, thinking of things beyond my control, ready to give up the fight, weary and tired of carrying the load. I know there's nothing more I can do or say, and God says just give it to me. Then I'll whisper a prayer that only He hears, and I rest peacefully. I can pray out loud or silently. I can pray standing tall or on my knees. It really makes no difference. Just that prayer is the key. 'Cause prayer changes things, and it changes. Troublesome days seem so long. I can't help but wonder just when they will end. I know I'm supposed to be strong, but sometimes I don't think I'll ever win. That's when He tells me He won't without me, but in my strength alone. And when I begin to trust more in Him, I can see a song. I can pray out loud or silently. I can pray standing tall or on my knees. It really makes no difference. Just that prayer is the key. 'Cause prayer and it changes me. It really makes no difference. Just that prayer is the key. 'Cause prayer changes things, and it changes me.
Thank God that prayer does change things, you know. That's one thing will change us. If we just go to the Lord in prayer, He'll change it. Praise God.
You still there? Amen, brother.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Lord. Glory.
Praise the name of Jesus forever.
Praise.
I'm reminded that, you know, life is full of cycles. You know, I remember back years ago, they had a certain style of clothes that people wore, and they did away with them, and then they come out with newer styles, and then after 10, 15 years, 20 years, they go back to the old style.
Amen.
You know, and it's just a cycle, and that's the way a lot of things in the earth is. It's like in cycles, and we know that God can't look on sin. That's why He sent His Son, Jesus, into the earth. And I'm reminded that because of cycles, things are going to be until the Lord comes. And I'm reminded of Sodom and Gomorrah,
yes,
and how wicked things were. You know, they were sexually just perverted, and just all kinds of sin was up on the earth. And if you're, and you know, as a Christian, you know the story, how it's real life that took place, how, you know, God was going to destroy the city. He sent His angels in there, and they kept saying, well, if we can find so many, will you save it? And they kept going back, and it got down to where they couldn't find one that was righteous. And God allowed, and He told them to leave and not even look back. We're living in a time when God has to be just about fed up with the way the world is.
Amen.
Because we're living in the same days, I feel that we're living in the same time frame of Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm out in the highway and hedges, and I see a lot of wickedness. I see a lot of changes in the earth, and I'm reminded that time is very near. And if my God back then would destroy a whole city because it's wicked, He hasn't changed. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I know that a God that I serve is a jealous God.
Yeah.
And my God has to be merciful and full of grace to let the people live the way they're living nowadays. And I see things on the horizon that is not pretty for people that are walking in darkness, because they have no Savior. They have no way out of this thing, and they're bound for a place called hell. And all my God asks is that they have love and compassion and come by the way of the cross, and they can have eternity, get a new body, and live for eternity more. Live forevermore with peace and joy that passes our understanding. But yet they choose to live like the devil. And my God is a merciful God. I see the hand of God having grace all over the earth. The earth's changing. What it used to be ain't no more. And what's coming will never be very much longer. No one knows the hour when God comes. He don't want us to know, because it would probably fear us so much that we wouldn't be able to contain it. But I know the words that he left behind. I know that the Holy Ghost that lives in me, the power of his authority upon this land, lets me know that there's love and mercy in the land. But my God is fixing to make a move very soon.
Yes,
and if you hear my voice tonight, I hear Jesus. If I've never ever said anything accurate in my life, I'm hearing the Lord Jesus Christ saying, "Come unto me, all ye that labor, and I'll give you rest." If I ever heard anything, I'm hearing my Jesus say, "Give it up. Give it up and come to me. It's not worth it." I'm telling the people that want to walk in wickedness and do all these kind of voodoo and witchcraft and all these other things, because you think your God is greater than the Lord Jesus Christ, look at the past. Look what you've been in. Look what your God has done for you. And then look what my God, Jesus Christ, has done. Where he's been and where he's come from and where he's going to.
Yes.
Greater is he that is in me than he that is of the world, saith the Lord.
Yes, and
I love him tonight, and I give him praise for having mercy and grace upon me and my family.
Yes, thank
and
you.
I like this right here, because Christ lives in me and the Holy Ghost flows through me. He gives me the ability to say this: no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me shall be condemned in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love Jesus tonight. I love my Lord and Savior. And I thank y'all for even listening to me tonight and giving me the opportunity to be a witness in a dark place. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. We love it, Brother Miller. We just love to do something for God. We just love to give everybody an opportunity that wants to and can lift up the name of Jesus, because he said, "If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me." And you know, that's my heart's desire, is just to hear people lift up the name of Jesus. I get a blessing by hearing brothers and sisters lift up that glorious name, Jesus, and let the world know that they've been saved. Let them know that they've been sanctified. Let them know that they've received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And let them know that they're on their way to heaven and not ashamed of it. Praise God. Tell you, I just love
hallelujah,
glory, hallelujah.
Glory. Praise God, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You know, brother, Paul said right here, Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Cephas, our brother, unto the church of God, which is in Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place, called upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, he's not there to condemn you. He's there to save you. He said, "I come into this world to seek and save them with the Lord." He said, "The sick needs a doctor."
He didn't come to save the saved. He come to save the lost, to pull you out of that miry clay, to pull you out of hell itself and set you on high and put a robe of righteousness on you and crown you with glory. Praise God. That is what he came for. That is his purpose. He come because he loved you even while we were sinners. Christ died for our sin. Is not that what the word said? Brothers and sisters, he loved you with an undying love. Love you can't imagine. It passes man's understanding. He loves us so much. And tonight, he's calling. He's calling. With open, wide arms, he beckoned you to come in. He said, my sheep know my voice. A hardened they won't listen to. Be his sheep and go in through that door. He says, I am the door. Praise God. And you know, people said there's many ways to see God. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Brothers and sisters, you've got to accept that nail-scarred hand. You've got to accept that precious blood. You've got to accept Jesus Christ, who he was and what he came for and who he is to make glory. And tonight you have a perfect opportunity. You're not waiting on God. He's waiting on you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I just saw some things that I want to point out in the book of 1 Corinthians chapters 1 from 26. I see that people are in a low, the low state now, and will wonder, how can I sit with the high and mighty? That God, through the medium of his son being given to pick anybody to be sit with the high and the almighty, not just the high and mighty. I read here, it's 26. If you back up even to 24. But unto them who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than man. And the weakness of God is stronger than man.
Amen.
It sounds, can God be foolish? Can God be wise? But see, God allows himself to look. He even surrendered. When Jesus was affronted, that we're looking, when they came to arrest him, they said, what are you looking for? Say, Jesus. And say, here I am. And the anointing of his divinity hit them. They dropped to the ground. And I think he gave the devil a punch to know that, look, listen to me. Yeah. You're going to have me, not because you have power over me. I'm acting weak now. But watch how I'm going to turn this weakness into strength, you know. And that's how he yielded himself. Now, 26, for you see your calling. Now, everybody listening to this show right now, you may have something that makes you feel belittled. But watch what God says. So this, the issue of sanctification is not far-fetched. Some of you struggle, like I said before, trying to sanctify yourself, trying to set yourself apart for God. But the devil said, not in my territory, not until there is a submission to Jesus. Then there can be a dominion. Now, he said, brethren, you're calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God had chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. This is all the opposing Satan. See, anybody who gets into Christ become an opposer of the devil, not a conniver with the devil. I believe many of God's people today are still doing that unknowingly. But I pray that the eyes of understanding be enlightened, the spirit of wisdom and revelation come upon every believer. We need, you see, the believers are needed to take their position. And like I said sometime in one of my shows, I said, the unbelievers should arrest or go after the believers who are not in their post. And because they are causing recession, Bible says, my people who are called by my name, sanctified, set apart to be able to call heaven, and heaven will respond, will humble themselves and seek my face and turn from the wicked way. I heal the land. So the land now is dependent on the sanctified calling on the God who sanctified them. And the base things of this world and the things which are despised, had God chosen, anybody listening to this show now and you're despised, you are bad to be chosen. Just turn up, look up. Yea, and the things which you're not, to bring to nothing that which is, there's no bragging in this thing, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Huh? But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness. There's a lack of wisdom out there, not the one in the universities. That's good enough, but it veers off. But the wisdom of heaven and righteousness, right standing, and sanctification and redemption. That according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. When we fully even turn into Jesus, the glory will be produced and will begin to glory that high. I thank God that I have been set apart to hang out with the Most High God. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. You know, Paul says always, he said, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf. For the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him, and in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no guilt, awaiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, when you accept it, you don't get just a little bit of his grace, a little bit of his love. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you're born into the family of God, which he has no respect of persons. You're born into that family. You're right there. You get just as much as anybody else. You're brand new in Christ Jesus. You're just as great as you've been out 100 years. Praise God. He loves you, brother and sister. Turn to him. Turn to him. The hour we're living in is late. Read your Bible and look at the headline. My Lord and my God, my plea goes out tonight, accepting, turn from the world and turn to Christ. In the name of Jesus, glory to God.
Hallelujah. What it's all about, you know, that's what we want out to do. That's what people need to do, is to turn their life to God. I've got several prayer requests here tonight that I want to make known. Number one, I want us to pray. They're trying to put a liquor store next door to their church here in Tennessee. So we're praying against it. It's supposed to be something like 200 to 300 feet before, close to a store. I mean, to a church or to a school or anything like that. That they're supposed to stay away that far from. But they're trying to move it in on us in less than 100 feet of a church. So we don't need it here near the church. I told them tonight that we didn't need it there. And I asked the ones on the board what were they going to do. One of the guys on the board is a preacher, and he read the scriptures there about going to the man who puts a bottle to his neighbor's lip. He's not for it, and I just asked him a question. Who's on the board? What are they going to do when they stand before God, judgment time, whenever he says not to put it there, and they put it there? What kind of answer are they going to give God? Ask them if they know the Lord as their personal Savior. And I didn't get no answers on that, but I got some rough talk. But that's all right. God knows all about it anyway. But want us to remember that tonight and pray for it. And want us to pray for Brother, well, Sister Cheryl and Brother Terry Miller wants to pray for Brother Percy Reimer. He's got something wrong with his colon. He's going to have surgery for. We've got Clark Norse, and we've got Bobby Bryan on here. We're needing a bus for to travel from the Gospel Inn. And Brother and Sister Carter, or Harder, I can't pronounce her name, from Miracle Valley, Arizona. We've got them on here. And and just pray for all the people that's lost. They need salvation. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer. We've got about 9 minutes. And go to the Lord in prayer and pray for that. Then we'll get right back into our service and go on with it. You know, I thank God for miracles. I'm believing God to answer these prayer requests. If I didn't believe it, I wouldn't make mention of it. Go to the Lord in prayer on it. Brother Victor,
the biggest
prayer.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We bless you right now because you sanctified us. We said we can open our mouth and call on your name. And that's a high privilege. So we want to use the opportunity to thank you, Lord, to say you are worthy to be praised. Father, these are all prayer needs. You say, come unto me, ye who labor and are heavy laden, I give you rest. Father, the devil has been poking, trying to put a finger into your eyeball. And you said, nothing of the sort can ever happen. We decline the proposal of a liquor store. Yes, you say wine from heaven is what is needed in that camp. Wine from heaven. I decree that, Lord, they will not even taste anything. The desire to put a liquor store close by the church as a competition, I command it to be reversed in the name of Jesus. Anybody in the committee who is masterminding this to become an offense, I decree in Amoshata Rabushika that they will fall apart. They gather together, but they're dropping apart in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we bless you for the move of your spirit. You're providing every need, every supply is met. A supply of us for your servant to go for the Lord. My Father, we decree that you have that buzz already set. Direct his steps. Glory. Show him where it is. He go get it. Lord, you did
hallelujah.
That.
Hallelujah.
Father, we bless you because you already gone forth. Thank you for Miracle Valley, Father God. It is not something you can do. There's nothing too hard for you. Go ahead, Father. Continue to prove yourself a miracle worker. And encourage our brother to stand firm and stand strong and see the salvation of the Lord even this day. Thank you, Lord, for Father.
Yeah.
Brother Miller, my God, Ramoshia, Kinderia, Sus, Parastain, Kairo, Bazi, Okushia, the Brazil, Rosta, Zbandizi, Zigro, Mawutiama. Lord, we bless you for what you're doing in the Moshkia and the life of Sister Betty and the Moshkia and your son.
Hallelujah.
Nabroshika. Lord, you're taking us not to the place, you're taking us to the place called there. Every one of your own. It's time, Lord, you sanctify us just to show the world that, yes, you're a miracle worker, a God who answers prayer by fire. We give you praise. Even for those who are listening, those who don't know you, Mahadikasha, who desire you today. We bless you. We honor you. Take the glory, O God. See, if anybody wants to glory, they have to glory in you. We take our glory in you in Jesus' name for the miracles taking place.
Yeah.
We release angels. Go,
glory.
Go. Go to the highways and the byways.
Angels be glorified. We
glory will ascend to the throne of grace. In Jesus'
name. She said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men to me. We lift you up in prayer, praise, and thanksgiving, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Glory to God. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Anointing right now, the anointing touching, healing, delivering right now, making right that which was wrong. Amaja, anointing raining in Washington right now. Anointing on the church, he come and we got him anointing.
Yes. My Lord and my God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise your wonderful holy name. Glory to God in the highest. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, my God. Oh, Father, you're the praise, the honor, the glory, the victory, the majesty, Father. And we praise your holy name. We glorify you, Father. We magnify you, Father. We sanctify your holy name, Father. Great is the God of glory. Great is the God of glory. Great is the God of
no gods.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, you're perfect. You're precious. You're holy. Oh, God. My God, my God. We praise you. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, let this broadcast be covered with your precious blood, Jesus. Oh, let this go out through the airways, Father. Is anointing. Everyone that hears it, Father, come to know you as the only true God in Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, our Savior. Yes, Father, in the precious Holy Spirit. Yes, anoint this airway, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We have you. We give you praise, Father. We give you praise, Father. Oh, in Jesus' name.
Brother Victor?
Yes.
Go ahead, since we got about 2 minutes there, and give us all the broadcasts, times, and the prayer line and everything on Friday nights that you got on there.
Praise God.
I've been watching there. Maybe I'll be there some Friday night week.
Amen, amen. We're still holding it. It was so powerful. Well, my show comes up on Wednesday night, Eastern Standard Time, 11 p.m., and you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/HOCB Radio. H for Harry, O for Orange, C for Charlie, B for Bravo Radio, one word. And the call-in number is 646-478-5813. And you can call in from anywhere. And you can go into the archives. There are many shows that I've done. Some of them are prophetic in nature. As I do them, I realize that that's what God was laying in my heart. And then on Friday night, we have a prayer hotline. And to get in on that hotline at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you could dial 1-218-486-7200. I repeat again, 1-218-486-7200. The code number is 820-444. Again, 820-444. You could email me. There's anyone who wants to come and minister. We're ready to go forth in 2009. The word is ringing, and there's a lot to come out. Let us know. Email me, apostlevictor@gmail.com. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We appreciate that. So we just, if you want to get in there with us and pray, why, just feel free to. Brother Victor has a great prayer line on there, and I tell you, I've felt the presence of God on there the times that I've been on there, and there ain't no telling how many people around the world in there just praying and talking to God about their needs and about your needs. So you'll be blessed by getting on there and doing that. So,
that's right.
Well, Victor, give you the number, and I mean, you just get in there and you just pray, and people pray with you, and you just gain strength from the presence of God there. So, we just want to give you that opportunity to give. And our seconds are counting down now, so I'll just say good night and God bless you, and we love you, and we'll talk to you later.
Who's God?
Glory to God. Good night, brother.